Effectivement. What do you have to say? If you want to tell me something. When there is mind, silence is very hard. But when there is love, silence is very delicious. So that's why for most people in the world, silence is unheard of. Everybody is afraid of silence, they have no idea, they're just escaping. They always have to do something, listen to something, because they can't stand it, their own minds. Because there is no love, there is no peace. How can you be silent then? Beloved Master, the night before the retreat started, I felt such an opening. I'm still waiting for somebody to translate the Portuguese. I have to remind myself. I was thinking, no, Sana is totally spacing out. But Sana is on. I felt such an opening. I was awake in my bed and wouldn't sleep because of this movement inside. I had just shared with a friend that not much was cooking before this retreat. But this was restless energy inside. But why this restless energy inside? Maybe it's not restless, maybe just energy. So we are used to being restless, but and we are used to being low on energy. You know? So if something is opening, that means more energy can come forth. So, for example, a child, if he is full of energy, you have to allow him to run on the grass now. If you try to contain him, he will become very restless now, fidgety, because he's going against his own energy now. And as grown up, this is how we keep ourselves back. Maybe it's not the time to dance, maybe it's not the time to run, maybe it's not the time to laugh. Then we learn to behave. You know? We're killing our own instinct, our own spontaneity. It was moving around my legs and belly and up to my heart. I just had to open up. It felt so big inside, like a wave. And when I fell asleep, it was already morning. When I got up a little later, I felt this clarity that I had, that I'm ready to be more here, ready to be more involved and take more responsibility. And all the doubts and ifs about time and responsibility just felt far away and untrue. When you came to the first satsang, I went so deep, so quick, and I feel this opening inside of me for you, for this, that is possible. Love, yours, Lina. No, the only thing is to allow that opening. Because we have such a habit to keep ourselves back now. But this is what you've been waiting for. When it's happening, you have to help it. And it's your own nature that is waking up. So if you help it, then it goes very quickly, because now it's already, this is the sign, it's happening. So don't fall asleep again now. Stay with it, support it, embrace it, wake up. Then, of course, the more you wake up, the more you want to be involved in what gives you joy, what gives you consciousness. It comes by itself, it's effortless. If it's real, it's effortless, it's not the doing. It comes from your own understanding. And you shouldn't do anything against your own true understanding. But if that opening, that light, that understanding is happening, then you should absolutely follow it, because it's something bigger than you that is happening. It's calling you. Come, come. It's morning, come out. Get involved. And you say, and as the doubts and it's around all this and responsibility just felt so far away and untrue. Yeah, because you start connecting with a higher, a deeper level in yourself. Many times I talk about you have a higher responsibility. Very few people are connected with the higher responsibilities. Why? Because you live on the lower. You are not in touch with your higher self. You are following your lower self. Lower self have different responsibilities, which is made up from thousands of years. And what comes first? It comes the country, the religion, the society, the family, the race, all these things, that is not what I'm talking about. But that's where most people function. That's their responsibility. And you are so good to tie yourself down. Now, at last, you are waking up, you have a human birth. Not only that, but you are here. Something is calling. You live in a free part of the world. You have a free life. Now everything is available. Don't waste the opportunity. Embrace it now, when that understanding is happening. Because you have a much higher responsibilities. That you can only sense when it wakes up in you. Otherwise, the human life is made to go like that. For your family, for your parents, for your children. And it goes again and again. And suddenly life is finished. And nothing much is learned. It's the same as you have done so many lives before. And not only that, but if you wake up, those few people who start getting out of this to understand that you have deeper responsibilities, they become outsiders. They become outsiders in society. They don't fit in because you start doing your own thing. And the more conscious, the more wise you are, the more outsider you become. Buddha was a total outsider. He had everything, his father, his family, they were royal, they were kings and queens. And he wasn't satisfied, he wanted to leave. He wanted to find something higher, beyond the material. Then, of course, he got judged by his whole family, by the whole country. Is he totally retarded? Such a loser. What's happening is unbelievable. And even when he became enlightened and he came back to his family, what did the father do? He was scolding him, telling him off. How could you do this to your own family, to your own wife? How could you do that? So blind of your conditioning that you can't even see that it's not your son anymore. Something has happened. He couldn't see it. Jesus was a perfect outsider. His parents must have been so freaked out when he left. Doesn't fit in at all. You have different responsibility. These people, the more conscious you become, you get deeper, higher responsibility. Not over the society or your religion or your family, nor over yourself. To be true to yourself, to find out who you are, to live your true purpose, to become real, to become truthful. So, if this is knocking on the door, which is, and you have touched this before, then jump into it. Get totally involved. Totally involved. Just yesterday I was telling you that, no? It's so many worlds in these worlds, no? People can live in so many different worlds. Just with anger, just with projection, just with greed, just with power, just with sex, so many different, more like animals than humans. They don't even know they are human beings. Everybody is totally unconscious. When you wake up to that, wow, you are alive. You are free. You have choices. Everything can change with your own consciousness by taking responsibilities, by being ready for the new. Most people, they don't like the unknown. The unknown is beyond the mind. So, of course, then the mind will freak out. And when everybody is stuck in their mind, they don't like that which is unknown. They want to have it safe. When they have it safe, it means no growth, no expansion, no adventure. What do you think you feel better off, to serve the Queen of England or Queen serve God? Like that. Fatherland or motherland or the whole existence? These poor people, who is true, they always become outsiders. I just remember Ramana Maharshi also. He left when he was 16 years old now, in an Indian family. It's unthinkable. Here in the West, people are more rebellious. But in India, to leave, it must be something really strong happening. His true responsibilities, that he was so 100% in what he was doing. Absolutely no doubt. Total shift had happened. And his family freaked out, that definitely his mother. And they tried everything to get him back, but no. Don't you think they suffered? Because you will suffer if you don't understand. If you understand, there is no suffering. And at last, the poor mother, like mothers are, she had to follow the son. She moved to the son when he was sitting sitting in his little cave with a few disciples. Then the mother came, the old mother. What could poor Ramana say? Nothing. Come, Mama, have your seat. Then at least she made good dal for them, no? Chapatis and dal, no? And she stayed with him. She became a servant, the devotee of her own child, no? Then something, you can go beyond your motherhood, no? They're very seldom these things happen. Beloved Babaji, it has been 8 months for me since last retreat. Even if I felt you near me all the time, it feels like a very long time. It is not always easy to combine this adventure you are sharing with the normal life, with family and work. I have a total normal life. It all depends. What is normal and what not normal? I couldn't have a more normal life. If you compare, maybe, and have an idea what is normal, but don't think that your life is normal. Or if it's normal, that's a very, little creepy word, normal. I'm normal. What does that mean? I'm totally. Look at the society. Who the fuck is normal? They all go to the shrink. They all totally full of anger. Suddenly they erupt, they beat their wife. They cheat the companies, they cheat the state, they cheat on everything, they steal, they rob. They're perverted. All these things, that is normal. Please, I never wanted to be normal. So be careful what is normal and not. Just be normal for me is to just be yourself. Not a product of the society. And that's how everybody who doesn't think or have the strength to come out doesn't mean nothing against the society. And we have it very nice here. Just fit in, do your thing. Give it more if you can serve it in some ways. Be that working in the kindergarten or in the school or doing sessions or whatever. But don't be normal, be yourself. But I know what you mean, a normal life with family and work. Again and again, spending holidays away from my wife and children. But that is what you want. So be true to yourself, be strong. And if you want to be with your wife and your children, then you balance it. When you are with them, be super nice to them. Really take care of your wife, really take care of your children. Make it special. Otherwise, what I have seen is that people, they are hardly together when they are together. Make quality time. When you are together, be together. Then it's easier. Otherwise, many people, they don't hardly know their own children. So the more you change, the better you become in yourself. The more you have to give to your children, the more you have to give to your wife, the more you have to share. But of course, many times it's difficult because you came together when you were different. it belongs to the past. So the more you change, the more difficult it is to be together, maybe. That's why it's difficult enough if they are both sannyasins. Relationships is never easy. Yeah? Which is totally normal. But if your wife or your husband have no idea what is happening here and you are touched, then of course it's even more difficult because they haven't experienced that. And maybe there's no opening for that, which you cannot force. So just be compassionate. Either if that or get divorced, either or. That is different from person to person. What I'm saying, just be true to yourself. And everybody knows, but very few have the courage to follow that truth in themselves. There is no right and wrong, just is only unconsciousness and consciousness. So if you do something out of consciousness, out of your own truth, in a nice way, then you can do anything. But it's always difficult if you are in the so-called normal society, no? Because they have their own rules. You shouldn't do that. My wife is very nice, so very good. Pah, is it nice to have a nice wife? Pooh, that is nice. To have a nagging bitch is very bad. It's nice to have a nice wife. Pah. Some people are with nagging bitches. That is bad. So you are very lucky. You are here and you have a nice... What more do you want? My wife is very nice, but she's also very much afraid of me going to retreats. Yes, because it's unknown. It's something that she doesn't know what's happening. So then the mind can make up everything. That is, I know that is an issue. And what you know, what could be more innocent, what could be more beautiful than here? No, but how could you convey her? Invite her. Tell her that you will see, just come. Try 1 week in the summer. Then you will see. Then you can say, if not. Very much afraid of me going to the retreats. Yes, because you start changing from the normal, which is the square plastic box. You start getting alive. It's impossible to share the inner experiences. You can share a piece of cake, but you cannot share what you have felt and realized. The whole situation makes it a little difficult for me to share with her the love and the light you have showing me. Yeah. And this is the dilemma, because how can anybody be afraid of the love and light? But that is what they are. They are afraid of the love and light. And of course, I'm not able to explain to her what this is all about for me. Yeah, because the words cannot give anybody that. It is an inner experience. It is a dilemma. So either you invite her, so she can, which is the best, then she knows, even if it's not for her, then she knows that it's nothing to be afraid of. Or you just accept the situation as it is and go on. And tease her a little bit from me. When you have an opening, just tickle her a little bit like that or something. Just to, when she's getting a little afraid or her mind comes on, I'm worried about like that. Then maybe she will divorce you, who knows? When people get too happy, then it's too much. Doesn't understand. Life is a mystery. It's definitely not normal. Normal. A normal life. I can explain some simple things that my life has changed a lot, that my values have changed, that my interests have changed, that I'm attracted to other kinds of people. Yeah, and all these things must be possible, positive changes. She must see that. I'm attracted to the conscious ones. And that freedom is the one thing that is most important for me. So how can I explain to the woman to whom I have been married for many years that I didn't really know what love was until I met my master? Don't even try. I understand, these people understand. But don't try. Just love her as much as she can receive, relate to. This is how it is. It's always been like that. And there's been mystery schools in many areas of the world that has been more hidden. Because maybe the society went through some things that was more hidden, the teachings, the Taoists, the Sufis. And then maybe one part, the wife was part of it, or the husband, and the other part wasn't. And they didn't even know about it. So at least you can talk about it. At least we're living in a different time. Don't take it seriously. Just see what will unfold. And what is most important, that you have this connection with love, with the Master in your heart. Not to speak about devotion. This strange word that is absolutely meaningless until it is felt. I don't even know if I know it myself. But I know for sure that my experience of it is such that 10 seconds is more than enough to change my worldview totally, as I knew it. It is a deep love combined with an intense prayerfulness and a burning wish to disappear totally into the void, into this nothingness that is not empty but thick of bliss. That's exactly how it is. Now you understand why many times I tease people, be careful. Because you might taste something that you just want more of, because it's too good. It's too good to be true. And then you are hooked. This is why people leave everything. It's always been like that. It's a mystery. Because it's the spiritual realm that very few people touches. That's why they go in to the monasteries, to the master, to the gurus, because something gets touched, ignited, reawakened. That nothing, no family, no work, no money, no prestige, nothing. It's too good. It's not amazing, just that is too good. And that gives you freedom. I had a friend in all Pune days when I came to Osho. And many times I mentioned this guy, he comes up again because it wasn't that many rich people. It was mostly hippies and travelers. No, in fact, it was all kinds of people there, when I think. It was really all kinds. Just like here. It was all kinds of people. But this guy was really, really, really wealthy. Wall Street guy from Wall Street. And we used to bike sometimes in Corrigan Park by the river. And then he told me, look at me now, I have nothing. I had everything. I had a penthouse, I had a Jaguar, I had millions of dollars, I had big plans, I had family, I had all these things. Look at me now, I gave everything to the ashram. I have nothing, but I'm happy. I'm happy. Ding, 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 ding. And that is the thing, when you have something, you cannot explain it. It looks mad to the world because that is the normal world. You are not normal anymore, but you are happy. You are free. You know what bliss is. You know what freedom is. And you are ready to live. A burning wish to disappear totally into the void, into the nothingness. That is not empty but thick of bliss, where the difference between life and death loses its meaning. And when even the differences between existence and non-existence seems to be fading away. How to explain that? How to explain it? There's no way to explain it. But I'm very happy that you can write this. Very few can understand. You must have longed and thirsted and dreamt about this conscious or unconscious many times. And that's how many times it is you have been on this path before. All travelers coming together. But in this life, maybe totally unconscious up to you 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, your whole life maybe. And then suddenly something happens. Satsang happens, a master happens. Something gets stirred, ignited again. And then all this what you have done before gets ignited. It's all stored in our unconsciousness. You never know, it's a mystery. Somebody beside you might just start now. It's the first time in this life that they ever have touched anything like that. And then somebody else maybe have done this for lifetimes. And the soul gets reignited again. I could probably arrange my life in a way that makes it easier to go to more retreats, but I haven't done that. So I guess I'm not total, but at least I'm in love. Love is all you need, they said. Love is all you need. I want you to be, everybody to be responsible, whatever life they have, which is every life is different, every responsibility is different. So it takes time to balance. As your consciousness changes, as your values changes, as your understanding changes, then everything, you have to rearrange this material life. Because your consciousness can go, joof. It needs no time to wake up. It can go instant, you have a different realization. But to integrate that in the material world and your reality, that might take time. You understand? So play with it, be patient, and do it as lovingly as you can, whatever you do. But at least I know I'm in love, and I know I can't go back. I'm more grateful than I can ever express. Don't worry. And this spiritual part, if in the beginning, of course, you don't know, then maybe it becomes a little secret, then a little hobby. But then it can take over. And I really hope it takes over for everyone. Because it's thick of bliss. And when you're in bliss, you're in truth. You are with God itself.
Your beloved calls you here today to ask you for this dance. What will you say? Chance away. And do you hear the music? I know you've got a lot of things to do, but I think the world could turn a time or two without all your precious plans and you. Thank you. you should give your mind a rest and put its main assumption to the test. Just let go and see who leads the best. Surrender to the music. Maybe you don't need to understand. Maybe these are steps that can't be planned. Funny how your feet know where to land when you listen to the music in your heart. In your heart. Your beloved calls you here today to ask you for this dance. What will you say? Are you gonna throw the chance away? Or listen to the music? Or listen to the music in your heart?
I got the powerful reminder about how fragile this life is and how all can cease in a fraction of a second. In this, I see how I have taken life for granted and thought that I have control. This is the mistake that everybody does. They think they have control. That's why again and again I say most people need shocks. And I'm not talking about people outside because they are totally asleep. But you need shocks. And only then you wake up a little bit. When you do something really stupid, maybe, you hurt your best friend, you get cancer, you get an accident, something, you need shocks, then a little glimpse. Wow. Only very mature souls is so aware that they have this in them. I thought I had control. I say, relax. Relax, nothing is in control. Relax, nothing is in control. Isn't that great? You can't keep anything in control. Relax. And you think, and everybody think, I thought I have control. And to have control, you have to be tight. Nothing is in control. We are swiveling around in the middle of a universe. We have no idea. And you want to be in control? Hallelujah. Relax. Enjoy. I got a clearer view of my approach to life and my imagined role in it. It was insane to see how somehow I had to risk all because my fixation of taking care of it, but taking care of everything except my own self, how I ignored my intuition and what my own self wished for, so I could appear as conscious and clever. And everybody is the same thing. You want to be in control, you have your own ideas, and you ignore your intuition, because you can only be in touch with your intuition or your heart when you become more sensitive, when you become more quiet, when you become more real. If you're living only in a false reality, in the mind, you are not in touch with the intuition. Everybody has intuition, but they are not in touch with it. Everybody has a heart, but they are not in touch with it. And that's what happens under them. You needed that shock to come back again. How fragile life is. I even dreamt about this happening the night before and noted it for myself, but choose to dismiss it. What happened was that I crashed the car, and when it happened, I was sure that the body would die. First, I thought is this really happening now? With the feeling of it being too early. But when I saw that I really didn't have any control, I let go and closed my eyes. It all went terrible fast. But at the same time, there was a peace and lightness to it. But then suddenly I was back in a very shocked body in a crashed car. Luckily, and so-called by chance, Hamid came driving shortly after and brought me to the emergency. It was so nice to be with someone from the family in this moment who could understand and feel more than just the physical. I tell you, I felt you. It was only this. The shock was there too, in waves, but most of all, I felt you. I felt you, Baba. Because that no, it is nothing now, is life and death. Then what is most important comes up. That is what I mean. No, when you become real, then only that which is really of any value. The real will come forth in the real. So the more conscious one is, the more the real is there all the time. At the emergency, I didn't know how the body would do It was a powerful crash, so I had such a strong urge to write to you. That was what I sensed the most. Whatever would happen, I just wanted to thank you and to go on in acceptance and love. I'm very grateful to be here now, that I got this chance to be here a little longer, and even more indescribable grateful for what you have shown me. I have no more words, sadhana. So let this be a taste for what is really most important in your life. And that can any moment happen. And that's why it's good to be prepared, to be aware that it can happen. That's why I wanted you to go into this process also. So you can reflect on that. Because if it's anything we all have in common, is birth, life, and death. Birth has happened, I think, for most of you. So we are alive, and that will happen. But very few people look at it because they are afraid. Again, it's the unknown. And it's very uncomfortable, fearful, frightening for the mind to go into the unknown. So meditation takes you more and more beyond the mind into the unknown, where there's no fear. You see reality as it is. So who is afraid of that? The mind. Why? Because you only know the physical body, which gets the shock when this happens. Then after the shock, then the acceptance, because it's nothing you can do. You see that you have no control. Inshallah, it's in your hands. Then peace comes, no? So if this understanding becomes conscious, there's always peace. There's nothing you can do. That is trust. That's why from the very beginning, I talk about letting go. About trust, about love, about relaxation, about surrender. Because this is the only thing that is important in life. But people doesn't want to go there because they are afraid. Why are they afraid? Because they are too much somebodies. So, and then the outcome of this, which is so beautiful, what happens? More gratefulness. Because all the bullshit will be blown away. That's why that is so beautiful, because it takes away all the bullshit. It's real. So if you are real, that is beautiful. If you are false, if you are unreal, that is very scary. And that's why you say, no, just indescribable grateful for what you have shown me. Yes. Because this teaching is beyond anything you can get. Dear Master, this letter has been put on hold for some time. I didn't know what to say. There is just this feeling inside to share a little more about this accident I had, or more where it is taking me. It is beautiful. it is beautiful, but it was an accident. And that's that's what most people need. They can, even accidents can become blessings. Even cancer can become blessing. Even breaking your leg can become blessings. Everything can become blessings because you need a shock to go deeper in yourself. Then you become more grateful, if it works in a conscious way. No, this accident, almost dying, it is beautiful. Why beautiful? Because you became more real. So much bullshit, so much ideas be taken away, which is what happens in death. And that's why the meditators always been meditating on death. Because it's real. It is beautiful. It is beautiful. And the more grateful and the more real you are, the more beautiful it is. It is bringing lots of old dust to the surface, and it was needed. God, was it needed? I would like to put so many accidents. Accidents, all. Just to wake a little up that, hey, you are alive. It's bringing lots of old dust to the surface, and it is needed. It was needed for me to see all the ways I have been trying to justify my existence. Yes. You have nothing to justify. Why justify? Everything is beautiful. No, you understand more and more. The deeper you come, the more you will understand me. If you are very shallow, what can you understand of what I'm trying to share with you? Nothing. Even if you don't understand, it's beautiful. But if you understand, it's pure bliss. It's beautiful. Trying to justify my existence. And it has given me the opportunity to connect with death and life in new ways. It was strong to feel so close to leaving the body. It didn't happen, but in the moment the car went crashing, I thought it would. This shock led me to, over and over again, and each time with more depth. I fell into this fact that I'm not the body. And sooner or later, it will have to go. Yes, such a simple thing that everybody should know and do know, but you needed this to realize that sooner or later it will go. Yes, hello, it will go. And if it's in 1 year or 50 years, it really doesn't make any difference, because very few people are aware. They don't want to go there. Because it's scary for the mind, it's scary for the ego. But things are like they are. That's where surrender comes into the picture, no? Accepting things as they are. Then everything relaxes. So, anybody and everybody is in the thoughts, in the ego. So then, for everybody, it's scary and it's not touched. That is not touched, no. It's like it doesn't happen. Nobody talks about it. But it's the one thing, we're all going to die, no? And this is what Buddha said 2,500 years ago, that knowing that you are going to die, how can you fight? How can you quarrel? How can you waste your life in little stupid things? How can you create more fuss for you and your fellow human beings? It's amazing for somebody who has consciousness, who can see, what are you doing in this precious life? Just wake up and it's so beautiful and you make it more beautiful. But consciousness is needed. So when somebody is not connected, identified so much to the thoughts, to the mind, that is always afraid of the unknown, on that, then you are free. You are one with life, with death, with birth. It's something eternal. Only the physical, the material, dies. When you have gone beyond the material, you're touching the deathless. That's why in the mystic traditions, they have always talked about the immortals. And this immortals is not just an idea, because you become an immortal. Not that the body lives forever, and that's what they have made up to think that somebody can live forever. No, you touch the immortal in you. Then you become an immortal. That is everybody's possibility. You go beyond the physical realm. So if you're very intelligent, you do that without an accident, which is what I'm trying to teach you. When I feel this, as much as I manage eat time, I first face fear and grief, but then it turns into an immense gratitude. Yeah, that is also how it is, because you have layers and layers, and fear and grief has to do with your mind that doesn't want to go into the unknown because it's losing its identity. It's losing you. You start dissolving, melting. When you have melted, you become consciousness, you become freedom, you become gratitude, you become understanding itself. Then everything is changed because you are on a totally different level in yourself, in your understanding. But that's why no mind, nobody wants to go there because they get afraid. Only out of an understanding or being with the master, the trust, the understanding that this is needed and I want to do it. Because it cannot happen if you don't want to, if you don't see the beauty of it. In spite of my fear, in spite of my grief, I want to go. Then this has happened. Just after that, it turns into immense gratitude. Because you went beyond your mind, your fear. It turns into an immense gratitude for being alive in this body. I feel so lucky to be here. And I love my body. I love this planet and I love this life. I want to learn to take better care of myself. And I'm so grateful to everyone in the Sangha that showed me so much care and support. I love you. I love you, Babaji. At your feet, Sadhana. So any sannyasin, if something happens like that, use the opportunity to go deeper, to embrace it. Many people get transformed, normal people, through the sickness, through the accidents. Because it's a shock, they wake up, they see. Consciousness, their awareness take a jump. But I'm telling you, if you really understand that you don't need to have an accident, you don't need to get cancer to do it, you can do it in a healthy body, is much easier, out of your own understanding. Go deeper, beyond the mind, beyond your emotional body, into that place where there's only gratefulness, peace, understanding, consciousness, love. It is always there. And when you learn that, how to go beyond, it's always, you can always be in touch with that. And that's what's happened in that. You leave everything. So if you don't cling to anything, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose if you don't hold on to anything? You have nothing to lose. And when you have nothing to lose, you have everything. Om Shanti 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 Om. Then life really becomes a gift.
Thank you. We shall fill
to